I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. A report by the Texas Freedom Network Education Fund proposes numerous corrections to the history curriculum in Texas public schools. The study concludes a Republican majority on the State Board of Education has, quote, rewritten Texas history to conform to its political views. Mark Richardson reports.
A Texas Freedom Network Education Fund study charges the Republican-controlled State Board of Education has altered significant parts of history texts, distorting passages on slavery in the Civil War, civil rights, religion, and other topics to conform to its members' conservative viewpoint. Edward Countryman, an SMU history professor and a consultant for the study, says current events make it especially important to present the facts without bias.
The situation across the country is a mess. I think it's really, really important in the present situation with Charlottesville and all the rest of it that people actually understand the realities of this country's history. And I will start with the Civil War.
Countryman says the current curriculum, approved by the board in 2010, states that slavery was not a major factor in Texas joining the Confederacy in 1861. No current board members responded to requests for comment, but Republican board member Pat Hardy was quoted in news reports in 2010 calling slavery a side issue and saying the real reason for secession was states' rights. Mark Richardson reporting.
Following the recent school shooting in Parkland, Florida, many people are trying to create a national dialogue about gun safety. It's long overdue, according to commentator Peter Goodman.
We have a problem. It is not desirable that people walk into schools and massacre as many people as they can. I think we all agree on that. What democracies do about a serious problem is discuss it and try to solve it. Some we can't solve. Some aren't urgent enough to justify the cost. Others we can't solve yet, but take partial steps that make sense. Too many gun discussions are just slogan wars. Guns don't kill people, people do. Sounds great. True, without a person, no gun can kill people. And without a gun, no person can easily kill dozens. Some say we need a return to Christian values, or mental illness is the root problem. Yes, let's improve mental health treatment and prevention. I agree. And let's raise our kids to be tolerant, be nonviolent except in self-defense. Treat others as they'd like to be treated, and let's not turn them into wounded creatures primed to seek revenge or fame by killing. But solving those challenging problems wouldn't decrease school shootings anytime soon. Until then, with any other problem, we'd discuss what we can do to decrease the death toll. Banning some of the most deadly weapons could help. Mr. Trump suggests mental illness is the key. Does he remember changing the rules to let more known mentally ill people get guns? That was last February. With other dangerous tools, cars, trains, airplanes, maybe even pesticides, we have to pass regular tests to show that we understand the rules and can use the tools competently and safely. We're also required to register cars and motorcycles, and insurance is mandatory. If something's misused, the owner is accountable to the victims. Why shouldn't these requirements apply to guns? Unlike cars, guns are designed to kill. Some say such regulations would get violated. True, but even though people violate DWI and mandatory car insurance laws, we think those are helpful. At a recent public gathering, one young girl asked to share her mom's 2 minutes at the microphone. She said her school had been locked down twice this week. She added, "That was very scary for me, and I'm hoping that will get solved and our schools will be safer." In Florida, grieving schoolmates asked Florida legislators to act. The vote was one-sided against even discussing the issue, and equally one-sided to declare pornography, quote, dangerous to health, unquote. And, I heard, to require schools to post a sign saying, "In God we trust." Ah, that should take care of everything. Violates the First Amendment, but not the all-important Second. I don't claim to have all the answers, or any, but I wish we could at least start asking the right questions.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.